He was France's greatest monarch.
He was the king looked by everyone as a model.
Once in his youth, he drove a chariot dressed as Apollo.
Every part of his life was staged.
He introduced opulence and spectacle to his court on a level never seen before in France.
He just could not imagine himself, he could not imagine his country ranking second in anything.
He made his country into a great nation.
Without him, France would not be a modern state.
But having created a great nation, he proceeded to bring it to ruin. He was Louis XIV, the Sun King. In the latter part of the 16th century, France was a rich and fertile country, but racked by political strife and religious wars. Since the first broadcast in 1936, the media sector has been evolving. The pace of change has now accelerated. More and more content, more and more ways to access it, from the way it is created to the way it is consumed, anytime, any place. The hunger for media is unrelenting. And the time is now for the industry to seize on this opportunity. Not an evolution, but a revolution. From desktop to broadband, the opportunity is right here, right now. The BBC is ideally placed to lead this revolution. It'll require conviction and belief, but also leadership and support from companies who share your vision. Companies like Energys, a different kind of telecommunications company, who believe you deserve better, who'll do whatever it takes to help you win, because our success is your success. We provide platforms that deliver time and time again, managed by experts you can rely on, who you want to do business with. Quite simply, we're determined to rewrite the rules. Energys, we can always find a better way. Once upon a time, there were three cuddly little wolves with soft fur and fluffy tails, who lived with their mother. The first was black, the second was grey, and the third, white. One day the mother called the three little wolves round her and said,
"My children, it's time for you to go out into the world. Go and build a house for yourselves, but beware of the big bad pig."
"Don't worry, mother, we'll watch out for him," said the three little wolves, and they set off. Soon they met a kangaroo who was pushing a wheelbarrow full of red and yellow bricks. "Please, will you give us some of your bricks?" asked the three little wolves.
"Certainly," said the kangaroo.
And she gave them lots of red and yellow bricks. So the three little wolves built themselves a house of bricks. The very next day, the big bad pig came prowling down the road and saw the house of bricks that the little wolves had built. The three little wolves were playing croquet in the garden. When they saw the big bad pig coming, they ran inside the house and locked the door. The pig knocked on the door and grunted,
little wolves, let me come in."
"No, no, no," said the three little wolves. "By the hair on our chinny chin chins, we will not let you in, not for all the tea leaves in our china teapot."
"Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down,"
said the pig. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. But the house didn't fall down. But the pig wasn't called big and bad for nothing. He went and fetched his sledgehammer and he knocked the house down. The three little wolves only just managed to escape before the bricks crumbled, and they were very frightened indeed.